Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Sunday, April 21st. Hanover police say two kayakers were rescued on the Saugeen River yesterday afternoon. Police say around 12:30, officers, the Hanover Fire Department, and Gray County paramedics responded to a 911 call of kayakers who were overturned in fast-flowing water. The two men were part of a group of four in their 20s and 30s who were planning on camping and kayaking for several days. Shortly after setting out, two of the men's kayaks were overturned and were separated from the group. Emergency services using drones and a rescue boat were able to find the kayakers and transported to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Erin Eldersley saw a reduction in fire service calls in 2023. The annual report from Fire Chief Steve Tiernan to be presented tomorrow to Council says they responded to 168 calls for service in 2023. That's down from 202 in 2022. They say there was a reduction in calls across all three stations, with 42 in Tara in 2023, 58 in Paisley, and 68 in Chesley. Tiernan says 11 new firefighters were trained and are now responding to calls. The township of Georgian Bluffs is bringing back a food composter pilot program for the second year. Just in time for Earth Day on April 22nd, the township says as part of the Food Cycler pilot program, 200 indoor composters are now available for purchase. The Food Cycler heats and grinds food waste into a dry, odorless, nutrient-dense byproduct and can be used in gardens and houseplants. The pilot asks participants to track their use of the Food Cycler to see how much they were able to divert from landfills over a 12-week period and provide feedback. More details on the pilot program can be found on our website. On to national news. Critics say Indigenous healing lodges are facing chronic underfunding across Canada. According to media reports, there are 10 healing centres across the country funded by Correctional Service Canada and reserved for Indigenous offenders serving time in federal custody. Canada's Prison Ombudsman says Indigenous-managed lodges are chronically underfunded despite being widely identified as a way to reduce Indigenous incarceration rates. The Ombudsman says over-incarceration of Indigenous people is steadily becoming worse and worse as they comprise 32% of the incarcerated population, but only 5% of the overall adult population. A former educational assistant is calling attention to the rising violence in Alberta's classrooms. According to media reports, president of the QP local representing educational supporting staff from the Edmonton Public School Board says at a recent board meeting, educational supporting staff will need to wear various protective gear to guard against biting, bodily fluids, and a gown to protect their clothes. She says the union gets calls daily from educational assistants wanting better protection at work as Edmonton Public Schools have seen a drastic increase in violence. Records show staff have been pinched, punched, kicked, and headbutted. And the Liberal government is turning to influencers to appeal to Canadian youth and others who consume information through social media. According to media reports, while neither Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland or the Prime Minister's office were willing to talk about the new strategy, they say the influencers are not paid when invited to government events. They are using influencers to explain various topics, including the new budget. As creators spend time combing through the recently announced budget, they will be developing content around it and answering questions from followers. In sports in the NHL playoffs, Toronto fell to Boston 5-1 in Game 1 of the first round. In the Professional Women's Hockey League, Toronto beat Montreal 3-2, and in the MLB, the Jays beat San Diego 5-2. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.